98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Avi Salloway from the band Billy Wilder. They've got a brand new record, Trying to Get Free, that just dropped on Friday, and they're coming to the Egremont Barn this coming Friday. Avi, thanks for hopping on with me.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, congratulations on the album release.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful record from what I've heard so far, and I think you recorded some of it right over kind of in our neck of the woods over in Massachusetts, right?
Close. We recorded it between Parsons Field, Maine, and Los Angeles.
Maine, okay, that's probably what most, I saw.
Yeah, we recorded a bulk of it in this really cool studio called Great North Sound Society up in Maine, in rural Maine, with our friend Sam Kassir, who owns the studio, and it's this really funky, like, late 1800s farmhouse that he built a studio in, and he's been working there for years. He's in the band Josh Ritter, mm-hmm. and has produced a bunch of Josh Ritter's and Lake Street Dives albums, and a bunch of other friends, and some great synergy up in the woods of Maine making the album.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about the making of the record. Was this an album that you kind of had a cohesive collection of songs, or how did it sort of come together for you?
Yeah, we had two primary like recording sessions up there where we spent like maybe like 4 or 5 days each, just living out of this old farmhouse and recording. And the songs really thematically were woven together as we preparing for the release, kind of connected to the theme of the interdependence and freedom, and examining some of the systemic flaws and challenges that we face in our current time, and asking some critical questions and looking at how we can rise above these challenges and the interdependence of our own species, but all of the maybe 8 billion species that exist on the planet. So there are themes of liberation, resistance, challenging the status quo, imagination, hope, and love woven into the album.
Yeah. How is it to play live? Do you have a favorite song from the record to play live yet?
We're in the middle of our album release tour. I'm actually on the road presently. Just played a festival up in the Catskills. Yeah, it's hard to say one favorite one. It really depends on the environment that we're playing in and who we're performing for. At the festival, probably, that we just played at, it was the title track, Trying to Get Free, and Flower to the Sun, really, were really exciting to play live.
Yeah. How about the Egremont Barn? Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah, we love that place. We've played there a handful of times over the years. Always really memorable shows at the Berkshires there.
Yeah,
it's such a cool, funky, unique, salt-of-the-earth kind of place. And love Jenny and Nick, who run the, and kind of feel like we're entering into a different little world when we go there off the beaten path, and it's really looking forward to that show this Friday.
Yeah, the Berkshires themselves kind of feel like their own little special planet, don't they?
They really do, yeah. Different pace of life, and just stunning beauty between the mountains and the rivers and the forest system there is, yeah, it's really special. And then that attracts cool people who live there, who are we always meet so many interesting characters up in the Berkshires.
Yeah. I love the, speaking of mountains, I love your album art for this record. It's this beautiful mountain range in shades of purple with these butterflies in the front. Who does the album art for you guys?
Oh, thank you. I designed that.
Oh.
And one other important piece of that cover is those butterflies are breaking free from this old school desktop computer. They're literally shattered through the glass of the screen, and they're breaking free, climbing into the mountains, which is pretty symbolic and connected to the album.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. I'm very impressed that you got the musical talent and the artistic talent.
Oh, thank you. I think music is art too, so it's all in there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but thank you very much.
I also love the dragon fruit color on the limited edition vinyl. Did you choose that because of the colors of the album, or?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that. That color really just jumped out and seemed to connect really well with the album aesthetic and the colors of it. It's really sweet to hold in our hands. Kind of a crazy story of receiving those records and the process of making them. I was living in Los Angeles and have been most of this year, and then was about to drive east across country with my dog, and the albums were supposed to come, the test presses, to LA before I left, and so how things go, of course they didn't arrive in time and I had to start driving. This was like 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going on this journey across country, and I give the record plant the address. I'm going to be like up on a mountain in Vermont for a few days before leaving the country to tour in Ireland, and hoping they can thread this needle of time. And then I get a message, well, your records are shipped. Here's the tracking number to Los Angeles. And I'm like, no.
Oh.
and then I'm like, no, the updated address on the mountain. Which wasn't even really a postal address. It was like a friend's down the mountain from where I was staying.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, well, overnight I'm to Vermont. And then I get another tracking number, and then they show up like the day before I'm about to leave the country. And I don't have a record player where I'm staying, so I need to find a place to listen to them. And luckily, my friend Grace Potter comes through and is like, oh, we just built a studio up here in Vermont. Why don't you come listen to it here? And which was super gracious of her, and got to listen to it in this amazing studio. Her and her husband Eric Valentine, immediately approved the record, fly to Ireland, tour for 3 weeks, get back, and the albums arrive in hand the day before our album release tour. So it's really fortunate and kind of a magical way to receive these albums just in the nick of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it hadn't been kind of a last minute scramble, you wouldn't have gotten to experience it with Grace and her husband.
That's right. Yes, I wouldn't have. But that was a really special touch.
Yeah. Did I hear you say you travel with your dog? You got a road dog?
Oh, yeah. She's in the back seat right now as I'm driving. And we are headed to Vermont for a couple of days, playing Vermont Thursday, and then we head down to the Berkshires for Egremont Barn, and then we're up in Hoosick, New York, Hoosick Falls, playing this venue called Moonhog, and then Sunday we put on our own mini music festival in Vermont called the Moonshine Music Festival at this really sweet organic farm that our friends run.
Oh, beautiful.
So the journey continues, yes.
Yeah, well, Abby Soloway, I know you're busy. You got a lot of places to go and people to see. So I will let you go. Thank you so much for hopping on with me today, and congratulations on the new record.
Thanks so much, and I believe we're going to give away a couple tickets to Friday night. So
yeah.
Call in, and we'll see you guys there.
Right on. Thank you so much, Avi. Billy Wilder, Egremont Barn this Friday. And you heard it here. Give us a call if you'd like to be at that show. I got two tickets to give away, 866-393-9810.
Thank you for spreading independent music. Much love.